505, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday.
Is it Friday?
Can I mention it's Friday? Let me mention one more time. It's Friday. Yeah. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Now, there's a lot of stuff coming up this weekend I need you to be aware of. So I want to get through some of it. And then, anybody remember Nancy Pelosi? I know, we're all trying to forget. San Fran, Nan, she's like 180 years old. And she's got that, I don't even know how you describe. I'd love to be nice, charitable, and polite, but honest to goodness, it's just like she's being held together with industrial-sized vials of Botox and a staple gun or something. She is not wrapped right these days. Anyway, she's kind of sort of back in the news. I know, a shock. And that lady, the one who ran for president, you remember her? The heck was her name? Oh, whatever it was. Jeremy, research. The lady that Donald Trump beat who wasn't Joe Biden. Because isn't that she ran for president or something, right? Technically, I think. Yeah, well, anyway, her name escapes me. But we're going to talk a little bit about that. But we do have a lot that's happening this weekend, a lot of stuff that could involve you and, quite frankly, should involve you. So, you know that we're in the home stretch here for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. We have a little thing called Team Cats, and we have been trying to raise money for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. It is the 10th anniversary of the father figure. That is our big fundraising event each and every year. And we've raised good money throughout the years. The money is essential. Simple as that. It's the real world, my friends. And if you want to do something, you want to have something done, there's money involved. That's the way this all works. The Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia provides education for first-time fathers, for fathers who are going through some sort of substance abuse and recovery, trying to become better dads. You know that I am the, I'm so blessed to say this, I am the lead instructor for the Inside Out Dad program at Pamunkey Regional Jail. It has been personally one of the most rewarding experiences I've ever had. It's incredible to me. I look forward to it. I look forward to going to jail once a week. And it's everybody that's involved in it. I would be very, very remiss if I did not mention the staff. Because the staff at Pamunkey, number one, fine, decent, professional, upstanding men and women. That's number one. And people may not realize this because people look at jails, they look at prisons, they look at correctional centers. We don't talk about it. We don't want to think about it. Okay. Every one of the folks that I've ever interacted with at Pamunkey, from the line officers to the superintendent, have made it clear the last thing they want are the guys and gals who are at Pamunkey coming back to Pamunkey. They don't want to see recidivism. Nobody wants to see recidivism. They work tirelessly to help those inmates have access to programs, to make them better, and to get back to society and be decent, productive members of society. That's the ultimate goal here, gang. And so I could not do that Inside Out Dad program at Pamunkey Regional Jail without the support, the cooperation, the help, at this point, the friendship of many of the folks there, but without that staff at Pamunkey Regional Jail. But that's not free. I mean, you don't pay the jail, but we have books. The books are not free. The books are actually fairly expensive, and everybody who is a student in that class gets a book. So how do we do that? We need to raise money. And that's part of what the father figure does. So we have Team Cats. And because I love food, as you know, We've got a lot of really tasty treats throughout Central Virginia that are helping to raise money for Team Cats and the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. So, as an example, if you go into Jake's Place, 511 Thompson Street in Ashland, about a mile or so down from our train station, the Secretariat statue, every single one of the Jeff Katz sandwiches that are sold at Jake's Place, Wendy Yeoman and John Yeoman are, in fact, donating $2 to the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, to Team Cats. They're also in the running for best barbecue, best chef, best catering. You ought to give them a vote. We've only got a couple of days left on that. Beaver Dam Grill has stepped up to the plate, and they're out and about each weekend. And I don't know exactly where Beaver Dam Grill is going to be this weekend. But again, they're donating a portion of the money they raise wherever their pop-up is, and they're donating it to Team Cats and the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. Pretty cool, right? And then my friend Laura Sylvester. Laura is, she's just one of the finest people you are ever going to meet. A good, solid, decent human being who's very talented, very talented. And she is a baker. Her company is, you know, the Pie Safe Baking Company. So a couple of years ago, I don't even know how, I kind of discovered the Pie Safe Baking Company, stumbled onto it. And we have gotten every birthday cake, everything, anything that's baked for Casa Cats, it's a treat. Pie Safe Baking Company. We don't go anywhere else at this point. So what Laura has done for the last couple of weeks, and we're winding up, because I think this is the final, no, next week will be the final week that we can do this. But what's happened is she has put three of her most popular items out there. The Julia Katz cookies. Those are delicious chocolate chip cookies. It's a whole bag, a whole box. She's donating $5 from every package sold to the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. The Julia Katz strawberry shortcake, which is amazing. Goodness gracious. She's donating $15 from each of those that sold. And then the pumpkin bread, which at the moment is unnamed, but that's okay. It's still delicious. She's donating $2 from each pumpkin bread that is sold and donating that. So here's where Laura and the Pie Safe Baking Company will be this weekend. Tomorrow, from 8 in the morning until noon, she's going to be out in Mineral. She'll be at their great farmer's market in Mineral. And then on Sunday, she's going to be at the Everly Winery and Brewery. She'll be there from noon until 5. And that was actually, it is in the running for the top 5 best winery in the competition as well. So you want to get something tasty, you got a lot of options. I would ask you to do that. The sweet treats, nobody better than Laura Sylvester and the Pie Safe Baking Company. Again, tomorrow should be in Mineral at the Mineral Farmers Market from 8 until noon, and then Sunday out at the Everly Winery and Brewery from noon to 5, and all of those donations coming to the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. So that's pretty cool stuff, don't you think? Oh, and the best. I keep mentioning the best. This will be the last day that I will annoy you about this, okay? So please, 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 I want you to understand that. Yep. This is the last time I'm going to ask you this year. I need you to text to the number 804-430-5505. That is the text number, 804-430-5505. You're going to text the number 100, okay? 100. Text the number 100 to 804-430-5505. Text the number 100 to the following phone number, 804-430-5505. You can also go online, and I would ask you to do that as well. go.richmond.com/thebest. You click the entertainment tab and then click the button that says Best Afternoon Radio Show, and you can vote for me there. go.richmond.com/thebest. Okay? Lots of great stuff. Little Nancy Pelosi coming up in a couple of moments. And that lady who ran for president the last time out, she's kind of back in the news as well. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Yeah, texting 127 will hack the planet for broadcast history. If you are texting in the Best of Richmond competition, 127 will cast a ballot for my pal, Sam Newsman, who, as you know, I hope, actually the most trusted puppet in media. He's actually been reporting since Roswell. So you want to hack the planet for broadcast history, that's your opportunity to do it. We only have 3 days left for this whole Best of competition. Once a year, I annoy you about it, I know. I think that's part of the reason people vote. Like, oh, just make them shut up. But, yeah, you should be texting the number 100 to 804-430-5505. Should be going online. go.richmond.com/the best. Click on the entertainment tab. Click on the Best Afternoon Show. All right. President Trump, remember him? He had a little something to say about Nancy Pelosi, San Fran Nan, who used to be Speaker of the House. Cut number three from the Soggies.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Hawley introduced legislation that would ban members of Congress from owning or trading individual stocks. It extends to the president and the vice president. Are you in favor of that legislation?
Well, I like it conceptually. I don't know about it, but I like it conceptually. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi became rich by having inside information. She made a fortune with her husband, and I think that's disgraceful. So in that sense, I'd like it, but I'd have to really see the, I study these things very carefully, and this just happened. So I'll take a look at it. But conceptually, I like it. And what I do think is Nancy Pelosi should be investigated, because what she has the highest return of anybody practically in the history of Wall Street, save a few, how did that happen? It happened by she knows exactly what's going to happen, what's going to be announced. She buys stock, and then the stock goes up after the announcement's made. And she ought to be investigated.
Yeah, well, okay. Nancy Pelosi, if she ever actually wanted, a job, she could probably get a job on Wall Street or one of these financial firms, because there's just nobody who has been so successful, as successful as she has in picking stocks. It's just, it is almost like, well, what did President say? Maybe she's just clairvoyant. You know, he's attributing it to inside information. I'm thinking, nah.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Well, that's also, I guess, a distinct possibility. But anyway, now, that aforementioned Nancy Pelosi was on CNN. She was on with Jake Tapper. As you know, Jake Tapper, not exactly known for asking hard-hitting questions of his fellow left-wingers, but this was an interesting exchange, or sort of kind of an exchange, a little soggy number four.
President Trump mentioned you, and he made an allegation about your investments. I want to roll that clip and then give you a chance to respond.
Yeah.
Seem to be having some
his
sort
own
of
investments.
Yeah, no, it was. But let me just read what he said. I'm sorry that we had some sort of technical issue. Nancy Pelosi became rich.
Why do you have to read that? Here to talk about the 60th anniversary of Medicaid. That's what I agreed to come to talk about.
Yeah, but I wanted
what that means in the election.
I wanted to give you a chance just to respond. He accused you of insider trading. What's your response to that?
That's ridiculous. In fact, I very much support the stop the trading of members of Congress. Not that I think anybody's doing anything wrong. If they are, they are prosecuted and they go to.
Yeah. Do they? Is that what happens? Anybody else get the sense? Number one, I'm fearful of being part of the conspiracy crowd, but it just seems odd to me that CNN, with millions and millions of dollars and the latest technology and all of that, somehow, some way, couldn't get that one tiny little clip to play. And the other thing that occurred to me was that Nancy Pelosi says to Tapper, hey, I didn't agree to talk about that. There are occasions that people who are guests on your program say, well, what are we going to talk about? And I always am happy to give some general discussion points, right? I'm having so-and-so. Hey, these are the issues I think we should address. Okay. I want the questions. Well, then you're on the wrong show. The very last thing I do. In fact, I've never done. I'm not providing anybody with questions. And if I bring up an issue that is somehow uncomfortable, okay, you can say that. Or you could say, geez, I didn't think we were going to. But her attitude was, listen, We had a deal, Tapper. We weren't talking about this. And you know what Tapper was doing in all candor? Jake Tapper was just trying to give her the opportunity to beat up on Trump. And she was so fashumbled, as we would say in the old neighborhood, that she couldn't even, she didn't even want to take that. Yeah, there's a lot to be seen there. And some of it's not to be seen. Does anybody, you got to hit me up. The James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Whoever that woman was that ran for president against Donald Trump, she was on with that goofball Stephen Colbert the other day. Does anybody remember her name? If you do, text it to me, please. 527, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
President Trump incited an erection.
536, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, yeah, it is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. It is so pleasant today. So pleasant. 70 degrees now. It's going down to 65 tonight. I don't mind hot weather. I really don't. I definitely prefer it to cold weather. I don't like cold. I don't like snow. I don't like ice. But, you know, a couple of weeks around 100 degrees with humidity, I could do without that as well. You got to remember, I mean, we did live in Las Vegas for a bit. That's where Harry was born, actually. And it was, you know, 110 degrees, but there is no humidity. And believe it or not, that makes a world of difference. It's still hot. There's no getting around that, but it doesn't sap you in the way that the humidity does. Anyway, we've made it. It's a gorgeous day today. Tomorrow and Sunday are looking to be gorgeous days as well. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., the very best weekend radio show anywhere, In the Garage with Stan Andruski, is going to air on this very radio station. I want to make sure you're here for that. Monday, we've got some great stuff coming up. Now, first of all, Rich Herrera will be back. He took a nice long weekend. Good for him. And he will be back on Monday, 6 a.m., bright and early. So make sure you're here for Richmond's Morning News with Rich. And then Monday afternoon, we've got Attorney General Jason Meares joining us, the protector of the people. Love our Attorney General. Just talk about rock solid, man. He is a good dude. Corporation for Public Broadcasting announcing they have gone out of business, or they're winding everything down. Good riddance. And the other night on that Stephen Colbert show, that woman who ran for president of the United States and lost in epic fashion. I mean, it was really almost a little embarrassing, but. Right. Kamala Harris. I had forgotten her name. Oh, I felt so good not knowing her name for just a second. But yeah, well, she did announce she's not running for governor of California, which actually probably a relief to the people of California, although they'll continue to elect crazy people. But take a listen. So it is that goofball Stephen Colbert and the equally goofy former vice president, the not ready for prime time vice president, Kamala Harris. Cut number one.
I want to talk about the book, but just to go back to what you just said, is that I have to say, as someone who is very qualified for the presidency, a senator, attorney general of California, a vice president of the United States, and then a very hopeful and dynamic presidential candidate for the 107 days that you had to run, to hear you say that it's broken, to hear you say that our systems aren't strong enough, is harrowing.
Well, but it's also evident, isn't it?
No, it is.
There's almost no curse word bad enough. But it doesn't mean we give up. That's not my point.
I will always treasure your debate with Trump. That was one of the greatest. That was one of the greatest rhetorical performances I've ever seen. You smoked him like a ham. I just want to remind everybody, you warned everyone about the future under our present president. You said he would prosecute his political enemies. He would cut Medicaid, Medicare. He would ignore court orders. He would alienate our allies. He would give massive tax cuts to the rich. And I know you're not here to say I told you so.
Good. In fact, I'll pause these two geniuses for a second. Did he watch the same debate? Was there a debate? Was there a Donald Trump Kamala Harris debate? Did Kamala Harris say anything that was of value? let me expand that. Has Kamala Harris ever said anything of value? We already know Stephen Colbert has never said anything of value, but has she said anything of value? I'm just trying to go through my memory decks here. All right. I know we have more. Let's hear a little bit more of the gruesome twosome.
Like to?
let me just say this. You are correct that I did predict a lot of it. But Stephen, what I did not predict was the capitulation. I didn't predict that.
So
I didn't.
People would roll over for this president.
I didn't see that. I didn't see that coming. And perhaps it's naive of me, someone who has seen a lot that most people haven't seen, but I believed that on some level, you know, there should be many who consider themselves to be guardians.
You know what? I've had enough of this.
I want to.
What was her tagline? Remember, it was, we're not today what we were tomorrow, and I am not burdened by the facts. Yeah, that's her. That was her. That was her thing. Hey, does anybody remember Charlie Rose or Chris Matthews? A couple more people that most people have forgotten about. They apparently are all in a tizzy about President Trump, and they came out of their corporate-induced retirements to whine a little bit. Cut number two.
But don't you have a new show on Substack?
Yeah, I'm doing it. It's different because I'm letting people like Terry Moran explain what he's going through and what he thinks is connected to it, what he thinks 60
explain,
Minutes was.
Explain who Terry is.
Terry Moran worked ABC since the 1990s. He was most of the time chief White House correspondent. He was, you know, straight reporter. That was the idea. And I want to know how 60 Minutes, George Stephanopoulos case, and all these cases are related. Are they all related? A lot of people think so.
What do you think so?
Well, fear, weakness, fear of God, fear of Trump. They just fear. It's fear. It's the most common emotion on the planet. You know, what else?
Yes, it is.
Jerry Redstone, these people want, they want money. I guess greed is part of it. But they don't want to challenge the bully.
Oh, is that it? Oh, okay. Well, what can I tell you? I'm listening to these folks, and I just think you guys are so desperate for any degree of attention. You're lonely, aren't you? No, I can tell. You're kind of lonely. You're feeling like, aw, nobody loves me anymore. Well, I don't want to be the one to break it. Nobody really loved you in the first place, and you're not missed. There are people who build up their own minds to think, you know, when I stop doing a television or radio or stage or writing, I'm going to be missed. Yeah, normally for about 2 minutes. And then everybody moves on to whatever the newest flavor of the week is. It's just the reality, kids. Just the way it is. And so you do your best to make a difference. You do your best to help some folks, or at least that's been my ideology. But these guys are just so desperate. And, you know, I don't even have the heart. And Lord knows, as you know, I'm the heartless guy. Right? I'm the bad cop. Richmond's Morning News is always the good cop. I'm always the bad cop. But even I am not bad copish enough to remind everybody why Charlie Rose and Chris Matthews don't have shows anymore. See, I am a decent person. 5:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Bam! Oh! May have pulled something when I bammed. You got to warm up for a proper bam. You can't just bam out of the park, man. You got to, well, anyway, yeah. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations and self high fives all the way around. It's been I think, I'm a little biased, but I think it's been a pretty doggone good week. had a great deal of fun myself. I'm hoping one or two other people may have done that as well. But it's really has been a wonderful week. We got a great weekend that's coming up. Lots of stuff that's happening and lots of opportunities for you to get some delicious food and also help out, helping out the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, which near and dear to my heart. I've given you that information. I've put it up on, or I will put it up rather when the program is over. I'll put it up on the social media as well. You get to see it over on Facebook. I'll put it on the Jeff Katz Show as well as Radio Katz. So there's no chance you're going to miss that. And also tomorrow. Now, tomorrow morning between 10 and 2, my friends from the Hanover County Sheriff's Office, the little biased here, but I would say the best sheriff's office, certainly in Hanover County. They're great guys, and they kick off National Night Out. National Night Out is actually Tuesday. You know that, right? It's the big one. But Saturday, tomorrow at Greentop, they do a little kickoff event. So if you're out this way, stop by, see them. Good opportunity to interact with some of the heroes from the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. But also happening tomorrow is a gigantic event, big fundraiser. My friend Paul Diana, who is himself a former police officer, and also worked in corrections. I mean, he's got a pretty impressive law enforcement background. He has a food truck now, PRD Concessions. Big, beautiful truck. They do delicious stuff. And tomorrow, Paul is going to be set up at the Ace Hardware store in Mechanicsville. That's Mechanicsville Turnpike and Lee Davis, Route 360, if you prefer numbers, and Lee Davis. And you go over there, and what he is doing is donating 50% of the sales to help buy gifts for the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honorees. I've been very fortunate. I remain blessed to have so many great people who step up each and every month and donate gifts. I can share this with you, and I'm not crying poor mouth or anything else. I'm just telling you that the program itself, we've been doing this for about 9 years, and for the longest time, and for the overwhelming part of it, I take care of everything out of my pocket. And I'm not asking anybody to feel sorry for me, but when Paul said, would it be okay if we did a fundraiser to help out a little bit? I said, yes, in a heartbeat. Absolutely yes. So tomorrow, if you have the opportunity and you would like to try one of Paul's $20 lobster rolls, these are packed with real lobster. This is good, chunky lobster. This is not that junk that you get at some places. $20 for a lobster roll in the year 2025, that's insane. But Paul's got him. He's become really, really world famous for that. He also has, I think, the best fish and chips anywhere. And all sorts of other things. If you're not a seafood person, it's okay. The truck is stocked. And again, he will be out there from 10:30 in the morning. That's when he'll fire everything up until 7 o'clock at night. And he's taking 50% and using it to purchase gifts for the recipients of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. And I had offered, I said, look, man, I'm not a great chef or cook like you are, but I'd like to help out. What about if I'm in the truck? I'll make some sandwiches. I'll work the fryer later or handle the front of the house, you know, ring people up. And he said, nope, got a better idea for you. You should be outside and you should be pouring lemonade. So that's what I'm going to do tomorrow between 11 in the morning and 1 in the afternoon. I will actually be pouring the lemonade at the great event, as PRD Concessions, Paul Diana and the crew are there selling their wares. I will be out front just to let everybody know it really is helping out our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor efforts. And from 11 to 1, I'll be pouring your lemonade and trying to help out as much as I can and probably try to stay out of the way as much as I can. But I really would love to see you there. okay? In about a week, a little more than a week, I am headed to Israel. And I cannot wait. Today, because it's Friday, I wish you a Shabbat Shalom, as I always do. If you are Hebraically challenged, simply means have yourself a great weekend. And as we have done since October the 7th, 2023, we end the week by playing Hatikva. That is the national anthem of Israel. In Hebrew, Hatikva means the hope. Have a fantastic weekend. God willing, you and I get the chance to do it all over again on Monday, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.